Simon & Schuster Audio presents A Chosen Destiny, My Story by Drew McIntyre with Sarah Edworthy. Read by Drew McIntyre. The statements and opinions expressed in this work are solely those of the author and do not reflect the views of the WWE. WWE hereby disclaims any responsibility for such statements and opinions, and they should not be construed as representing WWE's position on any subject.
Prologue. Come on, man. Don't arrest me. April 5th, 2020. The dishes are washed, cats fed, the trash taken out. We've pulled the bamboo blinds across the big sliding doors that look out across a cluster of palm trees and the lake and switched on some dim lighting. With a large bowl of popcorn, we're now sitting in one of our favorite spots in the world, the big cream leather wraparound sofa that's in the heart of our living room. To my left, Caitlin is huddled in a huge blanket. She's cold, as usual. On my lap sits a 20-pound black cat. All the males in our household fall into the heavyweight category. We're not the most outgoing people. We like to stay inside, happy in our own company, hanging out with our cats, Chaz and Hunter. It could have been any old evening in front of Netflix, but this was not any old evening. It is fast approaching 7 p.m. on Sunday, the second night of WrestleMania 36. With a casual flick of the remote and a stomach full of butterflies, I am preparing for a surreal but freaking cool out-of-body experience. I'm going to watch myself fulfill my destiny live on a 60-inch TV screen. It counts as an out-of-body experience because I am two distinctive selves. One self is me, here, sitting very comfortably, stroking Chaz and picking at popcorn next to my wife, who is not the biggest fan of wrestling, at home in St. Petersburg in the Tampa Bay area of Florida. My other self is about 100 miles down the road at the Performance Center in Orlando, where I'm about to stop.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?